This is for the men who never settle. The ones who believe only quitters end a game in a tie. The type of guys who choose the bar with the biggest TVs to overcompensate for theirs at home. This is the Lodge mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810. WHB, Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati with Jay Gutierrez. Thank you so much for joining us. Today on the show we have Jamie Blum in studio, Mark Billrichter in studio. Boy, did he piss some people off this week. He pissed some people off to the point they were attacking him and his resume and his qualifications. I'm in the middle of it. So, Mark Billrichter coming in after stirring the pot on social media. I'm not repeating. I'll let him speak for himself. I'm not.
Oh boy.
I'm not getting in the middle of it. Well, I'm already in the middle of it. So. Has to do with Hollywood Brown. So. Damon Bethea, former Michigan State star, talks college basketball with us. Which one is 9:05, and then Andy Rogers from MLB.com covers the Royals. Cole Reagans named the opening day starter, so that's good stuff. He deserved it. Good news. She'll be on with us at 9:30. So, got that going for us. Has everyone filled out their bracket? Has anyone filled out their bracket?
Yes.
Final Four, Kansas.
No, just Elite Eight.
Yeah.
I'm reasonable.
Uh-huh. I haven't filled out any of it.
I've done a little bit in my mind. I have Kansas in the Sweet 16.
Like, we don't have to finish the A-10 bracket challenge before tonight, do we?
I don't
believe
so.
Games, we just...
Yeah, you can pick the either or on okay. The winner, I believe.
810WHB.com. Click on the bracket contest.
Right. Nate will tell you about all the sponsors here in a second. If he's doing his job.
I know Greengrass Cattle.
But that's what you should do. Win fabulous prizes and compete against some of the on-air staff.
Mr. Davis. Dewey's.
Truity. Dewey's Pizza.
Dewey's Pizza. Truity Credit Union. And Greengrass Cattle Company.
Yeah.
Got some playing games tonight.
Yeah. You know, that's something to get, I need to get bit by the bug. I will once it starts.
Yeah. It'll kick in.
I will once it starts.
It'll kick in.
Will it?
I think so.
Just get a buzzer beater tonight, all of a sudden. You got March Madness, a full-blown case of March Madness.
I don't know about watching tonight, but I'll be ready on Thursday.
Colorado State versus Virginia? Doesn't do anything for you?
Nah, Virginia doesn't belong in the tournament. That just pissed me off. That should be Providence or Indiana State. That should be our big grown boy with the goggles.
Maybe you can root for the Rams then, you know, give Virginia what's coming to them.
No, nah, they beat Frank Haith 1 year in the tournament when Eustachy was the coach of Colorado State, so I'm still pissed off about that.
Larry Eustachy.
Yeah. Oh, Eustachy.
That's a name I had.
Man.
I hadn't heard that name or thought about that guy in a long time.
Heck of a run of the Big 12.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
Some like buzzer beaters or great moments from NCAA tournament pasts have been popping up in my timeline. And Hampton beating Iowa State. I remember when the big kid was picked up the coach and the coach was swinging around and some of the Iowa State players were pissed off.
It's up in Boise.
Eustachy was mad. So what year was that? See if you can Google that. Hampton, Iowa State.
It was early aughts, wasn't it?
Because I think I have a story there. I think I do. And I can tell you where I...
2001.
Okay. Where did I watch that game, the ending of that game?
The 8-10 zone.
No.
Wasn't open yet.
You're way off. When the hell do you think the 8-10 zone opened?
I don't remember. I guess 01 was before I worked here, so never mind.
Also, I'm pissed off at Colorado State because apparently, supposedly, one of their best players was John Tanji, last year, and I got all excited because he transferred to Missouri after averaging 14.6 points and almost 5 rebounds a game. You know,
mm-hmm.
He was one of the he was the first guy that Dennis Gates got in the transfer portal,
right?
And he never played. Mm-hmm. He played because of injury. He started 4 games and played 8, and averaged 9.8 minutes per game. And so, and I talk about how Gates is 2 top transfer portal guys, John Tonji and Caleb Grill from Iowa State. Neither one of them played hardly at all because of injury. So somehow I blame Colorado State for that as well.
Yeah, I think it's fair.
So I don't need to see Colorado State, Virginia at all.
You were in San Jose.
You were in Greensboro.
Where?
At the Missouri-Georgia game.
Where?
I...
Keep going.
That's as far as I can
think. In the locker room.
Okay.
With as players and Quinn Snyder.
Yeah, Quinn.
And
Mighty Quinn.
And everyone else and other people were watching up on the monitor.
Hello, this is Quinn Snyder, and you're listening to the best sports talk in Kansas City, Sports Radio 810 WHB.
One of the best legal IDs we have.
We had just seen Mizzou had blown that. They jumped out to a big lead over Georgia, and coached by Jim Herrick, and then Georgia came back. But then I think it was it. Who had the game when Clarence Gilbert had the game when he shot?
I think it was.
That was, and that's I think it's the first night I met Kevin Harlan in person.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. He was so nice.
Oh, of course.
That night.
Absolute gentleman.
But that was one of the first times I had gone on the road. Yeah, and it was nothing to sneeze at. You're right. Absolutely.
Greensboro.
Yeah, well, it was fun. And then I couldn't stay. That was the first round, and I couldn't stay because I had to come back and do a remote at O'Dowd's with Grant Hard for St. Patrick's Day. And the next game was when Mizzou played Duke, and Kareem Rush had that big game, and Duke was the best team in the nation, or one of them, and Mizzou played them really, really well, and that caused all the hype, you know, for Mizzou going into next year. And I remember I had never been around that type of atmosphere. And I thought it was crazy, like, to watch Kansas fans support Kansas basketball, right? And I'll never forget, I was there, and I think Mizzou practiced, and then here comes Duke to practice. And let me tell you something. I had never seen nothing like that in my life. I've never seen anything in my life. It was like the Backstreet Boys or New Kids on the Block all wrapped into one. And, I mean, there were people. I mean, and it was jam-packed, and then people were screaming. Girls were crying. I mean, it was.
I've never seen anything in my life.
Right. That's right. And so, yeah, I that was a very interesting trip for me with good memories. Wonderful memories. Look at that starting five from Mizzou. Kareem Rush, Clarence Gilbert, Arthur Johnson, T.J. Soyoye, Brian Grauer.
Nobody tried to grab T.J.'s ass in that game.
Wesley Stokes, Ricky Paulding, Trayvon Bryant, Justin Gage, Johnny Parker. Who's on that Duke squad? Was that Shane Battier? But that was, yeah. Oh, yeah. Jay Williams, Shane Battier, Carlos Boozer, Mike Dunleavy. Just listen to that four I just read off.
Decent roster.
You could say whatever. Oh, yeah. That's
TJ Soyoye drops. We haven't played that in a long time.
I think that was a game that I covered. I got that sound. That was me getting that sound.
The guy grabs my ass and I clear his hand. I mean, I don't care. I can't even punch him. You know, I mean, that is so silly. You can punch me. I can take anything, but not grabbing my ass. You know, so I mean, it's silly.
That's some of the best sound I ever got. Does it, that doesn't have, we don't have the Raw, do we?
I like the reaction. I can't even punch him.
What happened on the technical when they call the technical on you?
The guy grabs my ass and I clear his hand. I mean, I can't. I mean, I don't care. I can't even punch him.
This is a young Stephen St. John.
What happened on the technical when they call the technical on you?
The guy grabs my ass and I clear his hand. I mean,
Texas?
I can't. I mean, I don't care. I can't even punch him. You know, I mean, that is so silly. You can point me. I can take anything, but not grabbing my ass. You know, so I mean, it's silly. And the ref called. I told the referee exactly what happened, and he doesn't care about it. You know, I don't want to talk about referee or how they call their games. You know, so but I mean, that is really silly. That is barbaric. You know, you don't do that.
Right.
Barbaric.
But I mean, look at this. Look at the star power on that Duke team.
Yeah.
Jay Williams, Shane Battier, Carlos Boozer, Mike Dunleavy. Nate James.
They had some talent.
Chris Duhon.
Coach K could get some talent.
Well, Battier was player of the year. I mean, that was... You don't know.
They won the title, right?
Yeah, they did. I think they beat Arizona in the title that game. Or that year.
Yeah. Wow. So just by talking about Colorado State got me to you, Stacey, got me to Iowa State getting upset and got me to that.
So you don't want Colorado State or Virginia? Right? You got that?
That's, I don't want to watch it.
What about Wagner versus Howard? You got any problems with those two schools?
And I did go to San Jose.
Yeah,
but that's when
Oklahoma.
That's when Mizzou beat UCLA in the Sweet 16 and then lost Oklahoma in the Elite Eight. So, and then to drown my sorrows. After they lost, I went and had a bunch of sake in the Japanese steakhouse with some Mizzou guys.
Love a good hibachi.
San Jose was good. San Jose was good to me. I met some locals and went to a house party. I've done that at a few. I can fit in. I'm a chameleon. I can fit in different spots. I met some nice Mexicanos, and we, you know. They showed me the real San Jose. All right, so now you see why I'm not watching the game tonight.
Whatever. I'm cheering for Colorado State. My cousin Gage went to school there. It's a great place. Fort Collins, awesome town.
Who went there?
My cousin Gage.
Yeah.
Good guy. He's taken me drinking in Colorado in Fort Collins a couple times. A lot of breweries there.
That's the way to your heart, isn't it?
Yep. Yes, sir. The new Belgian brewery is in Fort Collins.
So there was an interesting switching the subject now to Hollywood Brown, now that he's been officially introduced as the new Chiefs wide receiver. Okay, so, I mean, fans love all the Chiefs, right?
Yeah.
Some more than others. You're going to love this kid. You're going to love this kid. There was an excerpt from a story about him that he even commented on, somebody posted a Twitter account, Chief Concerns, and it said, this is about when he was recruited by Oklahoma. What truly sold the Sooner staff on Brown were other facets of his life in California. Brown slept on a popped air mattress in a room that he found on Facebook for $400 a month. He worked as a merry-go-round operator at Six Flags Magic Mountain Amusement Park. Without a car, he'd often make the half-hour walk to the job up an incline in sweltering summer heat. When his shift ended, he'd navigate dark streets without sidewalks or lights as coyotes howled off in the distance. Lincoln Riley said, "You don't do those things if you don't think you're capable of making it." He's always had that belief in himself. Anything we needed to know about that kid's character, that story pretty much answered it. And then Hollywood Brown saw somebody posted that and said, "The reason I give God the glory and forever will keep a smile on my face and my head up, my head held high. If he can do it for me, he can do it for anyone in any walk of life. Trust him." So basically he's telling you that's why he's always got a smile on his face. And if you and we had some fun with it, but if you watch that Twitch broadcast, that he had the night that he signed with the Chiefs. I mean, have you seen a player happier to sign a contract with the Chiefs in recent memory? I mean, he's on there playing Taylor Swift, playing Red Kingdom, playing swag surfing, laughing. I mean, just like an hour after the story leaked, just with the biggest smile on his face, so freaking happy. And wouldn't you be? But then you dig deeper into his backstory and hear those comments from him. You know, that's why he's always have a smile on my face, because of what he went through. What he went through to get to Oklahoma and to get to the NFL, and ultimately look where he is right now, with a chance of coming here and have a great year and parlay that into a huge contract. And that's a very likely path. Juju Smith-Schuster did it. Hollywood Brown can do it. And if there's ever a team you're going to go to as a wide receiver to have a career year and win a whole bunch of games and perform on a big stage, Kansas City is it. And so just his listening to him speak yesterday, his demeanor, his approach, his attitude, the smile, and then you get to the elite speed and playmaking ability. We're going to have some fun with Hollywood Brown, people.
That is awesome.
Patrick Mahomes. And he's already working with Patrick Mahomes. Why wait? Why not? And so, at some point, I'm going to get Nate on board. May not be today, but between now and football season, I'll get you on the bandwagon.
You'll get him.
Okay. I don't know. I'm reading these tweets from Bo Richter.
Yeah. No, that's not for an hour and a half.
I didn't say what he said.
We're just focusing on this, and now you're... Oh, you weren't aware of this.
I was not aware. I was not aware.
See, why am I in the middle of everything?
Because you're you,
why
because
do all
you
these comments
there.
Go to me?
Because you're active.
Well, he's active.
Nope.
But his active, everything is, can't believe this Euro game. It's scintillating.
See, look at these new uniforms for Euro.
You know, it's amazing. There could
look
be something.
Pulling uni.
There could be like a huge cheese story going on. Right? Where like everyone in Kansas City is tweeting about one thing, and you look over here. What a beautiful ball delivered by this guy. I mean,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yesterday night.
It's a great way to get zero interaction on your tweets.
And let me tell you something. It seems like you do.
I know.
But it's like you push. I feel like, is he doing this on purpose?
Yeah.
I mean,
everybody has already got that Chiefs story covered. They don't need my two cents on it. Give them something
right.
A little different.
Right. You need to see those Poland Euro 24 jerseys.
And if you. Yeah.
It's released. Nike released all the uniforms for. You're joking, but Euros are this summer, Steven.
I was hoping to get the calls from you, but I didn't. Yeah, but that's why you're in the middle of it, because you stay relevant on Twitter. You tweet about irrevelant things like me.
I tweet about stuff we're going to talk about on the show.
Yeah. That's what I said. You're tweeting about relevant things.
Yeah.
I'm suggesting.
He's looking for that niche market.
I don't get in the middle of nothing.
The niche or niche?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
You belong in the middle of that. You know, people need your thoughts on it.
Ben Fawkes.
Easy.
It's F-A-W-K-E-S. How do you say it?
Fawkes.
So if it's Hawk,
yeah.
Fawk.
That's right.
Ben Fawkes.
Just like, Fawkes. Hey, what does the fox say?
How do you say it then?
Ding, 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 ding,
how do you
ding,
say
ding,
F-A-W-K-E-S?
Ding.
Fox.
Okay. Yeah. Ben Fox.
Like he's wearing a Guy Fox mask.
He used to be with ESPN.
I kind of wish my name was Fox.
He's Jake Fox.
Yeah, I do.
Pounders.
Sports betting free agent. Let's get this guy on the show.
There we go.
He used to be with ESPN. Got 50,000 followers. He'll tweet some relevant stuff. I thought you'd like this. Right now, he's... Let me see. He's got a Substack all with betting info.
Ooh.
About the NCAA. Yeah, how do you not know about this guy? About the NCAA tournament.
A lot I don't know about.
Well,
I'm just trying to get back in the mix.
Right, but I'm seeing like he's tweeting specifically about betting on the NCAA tournament. I would think that you would like that. One Arizona better at Caesar Sports wagered $46,000 on Colorado State minus two.
Wow.
Tonight against Virginia. This guy, I kind of like to meet this guy. I like to see this guy.
I like to watch that game with that guy.
Who this? Yeah, I bet, right?
Literally.
Right? I don't know.
That's some real action.
Yeah.
That's
some real action.
That's not me. I like action, and it looks like a $5 or $10. $46,000?
The best teams against the spread.
The ATS.
In the NCAA, in the field. Is that useful information for
you? Yeah, absolutely it is.
The team with the best record against the spread.
It might not help you in your brackets, but right. It'll help you put some
Iowa State
jingle in your pocket.
Iowa State's 23-10-1 against the spread.
That's nice.
Then South Carolina, New Mexico, Nevada, and UConn. So, a few...
Put a little extra jingle in your pocket.
Right. A few of the early lopsided bets... 87% of the bets are on UConn minus 26.5, 84% on Kentucky, 83% on Houston, 81% on Colorado. Who the hell is Colorado playing? Colorado minus 2.5.
They play tomorrow, right?
81% is on Colorado.
They're playing Boise State in the early game. Well, I mean in the
right
play-in. See, when you look at those, though...
79% on James Madison, plus 4.5.
When you look at those lopsided lines,
yeah. You
see, like, 84%. Watch where the line goes, because if the line doesn't move, that means Vegas is fine with that money being there.
79% on UAB at plus 6.5. This interesting one that I can't decide who I'm going to pick is 78%. On Grand Canyon at plus 4.5.
I like that.
Grand Canyon and St. Mary's.
I think that's an upset I was looking
at. That's
a 12-5.
I picked Grand Canyon in my bracket.
See, everyone's picking Grand Canyon.
Well, see, I feel like you got to ride one of those. It's either Grand Canyon or McNeese State.
Or both.
I think that's risky. But hey.
Live dangerously.
Yeah, man. Nate, you're...
Right now, there's five lower-seeded teams that are favorites. Number 11, New Mexico's favorite over number 6, Clemson.
I like that. Didn't C.J. Moore talk about that?
Yep. Number 10, Nevada's favorite over number 7, Dayton.
They're playing so close to home, and Dayton's got to travel a long way.
Is number 9, Northwestern, still favored over FAU? By 1.5, or is that moved?
I'm not sure.
Number 9, TCU's favorite over number 8, Utah State. Number 9, Michigan State favorite over number 8, Mississippi State. Just trying to give you guys tidbits for filling out your damn bracket.
Florida Atlantic's minus 2.5 now.
Okay, so that's moved. Yeah, because Northwestern opened up as a 1.5-point favorite.
See,
that did not make sense to me.
So, like, when you see the lopsided money, the money, they try to move the line so the bets even out. So when you see a big bet and the line doesn't move, like when you see those 84% and the line stays the same, then usually the money's right.
Like when everybody was betting on the Chiefs and Vegas didn't care because they thought the Chiefs were going to lose and they were wrong every time?
Or they just wanted the money, you know.
They lost.
Did they? Does Vegas ever really lose? Well,
not in the long run. But they're not always right.
Here's another interesting note from JBR Bracketology. Using KenPom pre-tournament data, 22 of the last 24 national champions had a top 18 adjusted offense, according to KenPom. The only outliers were 2011 and 2014 UConn. 23 of the last 24 national champions had a top 37 adjusted defense. The only outlier, 2021 Baylor. So if you look at those indicators, that leaves us with just 7 legitimate title contenders. Oh, he's going to write them down. Here we go. UConn, Houston, Purdue, Arizona, Creighton, Auburn, and Duke. Notably, this excludes North Carolina, Iowa State, Tennessee, Marquette, Illinois, Baylor, Kentucky, Alabama, Kansas. I bet you don't like that now. Creighton, all these different things that you know, analytics that measure success in the NCAA tournament, Creighton and Auburn keep popping up.
Right.
Not just like, you know, I'm talking about like making a run all the way.
So what's the trouble is I'm going to start rooting against Creighton. It's going to be bad news.
Yeah.
Because then we have to hear it from
the evidence later. Is there to pick Creighton to go far in your bracket. But you will resist. And the evidence is there
to
pick Auburn.
I need to just get on board and just... Because right now, I'm only rooting against Creighton for the only reason.
Because of Gary Dieter.
Yeah.
Right.
That's
you got to stick with that. You can't back off.
I don't know, man.
What did you say? What was the stat you said about Alabama and Kansas?
What did I say about Alabama?
They were in the list.
They exclude them.
It's not in the top 18.
I gotcha.
So if you're looking at those...
Excludes North Carolina, Alabama.
KU's offense hasn't been good. They can't shoot.
Yeah.
But maybe they get hot.
I'm just trying to...
They'll still go to the 16.
You knock off Purdue, buddy. What are you talking about?
No, they're not. I hope they do. But no, they're not.
So you guys have no concerns about... you think Gonzaga's going to get upset in the first round?
I mean, that's what I picked. I have no idea what's going to happen.
I don't, but I think Kansas can beat Gonzaga.
Would you rather play them or McNeese and Will Wade? Because Will Wade will find a way.
What, to pay people?
Oh, well.
Hey, are you really going to get on that high horse, Jake?
You can do it all over the table, man. Now.
Yeah. All right. On that note, we'll take a break. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Let's hear some comments from brand new Chiefs wide receiver Hollywood Brown. Here, Hollywood Brown tells us why Kansas City was the team he signed with.
I was really leaving it up to my agent. Kansas City was a place that I told him that I wanted to be, you know, if that was an opportunity. And it kind of just unfolded. When the Chiefs are interested in you, it's like, all right, you gotta take a look at that. I mean, of course, you know, I can go get, you know, some money, you know, at other places. But at the end of the day, you know, it's about winning. It's about, you know, what I want. And I feel like everything just worked out, you know, the way it should. There's other opportunities out there for sure. But I'm happy with the decision. I'm happy with where I'm at. At the end of the day, you know, I'm a kid that comes from nothing. So the amount of money I made so far in my life is a blessing to me. God continues to bless me going forward. That'll be a blessing for me. But I'm a football player. You know, I want to play football. I want to win. I want to be a part of the winning. And that's why I'm here.
Here, Hollywood Brown tells us what he brings to the Kansas City Chiefs.
I feel like I can affect, you know, all three levels of the game. You know, short, intermediate, and deep. I feel like times, you know, in Baltimore and in Arizona, you know, I show facets of, you know, things that I could do, but not on a consistent basis. So I feel like, you know, here, you know, there's guys around, you know, interchangeable, you know, we can complement each other. And that way, you know, the best can come out of everyone.
What's the last one, Jake? Talks about the draft.
Talks about he thought he was going to be drafted by
because the Chiefs did so much work on him.
Yeah,
he thought that he might end up getting drafted by the Chiefs.
Yeah, I thought I was going to get drafted by the Chiefs when I was coming out. We talked about that since I've been here. That, you know, they did a lot of work on me pre-draft. So I mean, the world got a, you know, way of having things come around like that.
Hollywood Brown, if you need him. And the Chiefs do.
I'm excited. I think it's funny because he, you know, thinking how he lived in California, but his name is Hollywood Brown because he's from Hollywood, Florida.
Lights, camera, action.
Yeah. I spent a decent amount of time in Hollywood, Florida this past year. This is right next to Fort Lauderdale.
What were you doing?
Well, there's a beach. There's a really nice beach there.
Yeah, it is.
And with one of those Margaritavilles and, you know, boardwalk and stuff like that.
I found this hole-in-the-wall place for seafood down there. I gotta look it up.
Oh, man, I wish you would have told me about
that
when I was
going. Yeah, I mean, they have, like, peeled shrimp there. I mean, it's right on the it's in the marina. It is awesome. They actually had, like a Kansas Jayhawk flag in there.
Oh, nice.
I don't know why. They also had, it's like one of those places where people, like, pin up dollar bills up on the ceiling.
Well, it's one of those places.
I don't know. It's like
it usually tells about places that involve dollar bills.
It's
and
a
so
local spot.
Oh yeah,
it's a bar. They serve great seafood
because there's a lot of touristy stuff in Hollywood too.
Right.
But it's Gus Johnson gave him the nickname when he was in college, and it's part of me that wonders if he was looking down at his spotting board and saw Hollywood and thought that was actually like his name. You know, Hollywood, Florida. Oh, Hollywood.
Yeah, Gus. Oh, Gus.
You guys want some more tidbits on the NCAA tournament as you fill out your brackets?
Please.
This comes from 801 Bracketology, which is a good account to follow. Three straight years of 98.5% accuracy.
Oh, wow.
All right. He talks about the worst committee decisions. To give you an idea of maybe that teams not seeded equal to their level of play. He said, Iowa State is about three spots lower than they should have been. Agreed. I thought they should have been the top two seed, right? St. Mary's is about four spots higher than they should have been. Is Jake Angley right? Are you writing this stuff down? Seems like you're actually paying attention.
Taking some notes.
See, there you go. He said, Nevada.
Doing some homework.
He says, is the worst mistake he has ever seen the committee make. Nevada is about 14 spots lower than they should have been. And the only thing he can remember that he compares to it is Wichita State seeding in 2017. They were fifth in KenPom heading into the tournament and got handed a 10 seed.
Boy, but Greg Marshall was pissed.
So just write that. What do you got? What do you got, Nevada? It says Nevada is about 14 spots lower than they should have been. One of the worst mistakes he's ever seen the committee make.
It's hard because they're playing Arizona, and Arizona's one of those top 18 teams.
Yeah, see?
Nevada did get the benefit of playing close to home in the first round, but that doesn't fully make up for it.
Right.
That's good to know, though. I did have Nevada advancing through the first round because they're the 10 seed against Dayton.
Okay.
But I got them losing to Arizona in the next round.
Well, this is just to help you with at least in the first round. You know?
Yeah, that's good.
Boise State.
Sounds like an upset special.
He says is about eight spots lower than they should have been. Utah State, six spots lower than they should have been. Here we go. Colorado State, about 11 spots lower than they should have been. New Mexico, eight spots lower than they should have been. FAU, seven spots higher than they should have been.
FAU?
Yeah. Seven spots higher than they should have been. He said, an appalling job of seeding this bracket by the committee this year.
Well,
I'm just trying to give you information.
Yeah, it's good info.
Is it? If you use it.
I'm sure that some of those things come down to scheduling and some of the different rules and limitations they have on who can play where and when. So, like, being four spots lower or higher, I feel like is, I don't know if that's that big of a deal because that's basically maybe one seed line. But somebody being eight spots lower, 14 spots lower.
Well, I'd be pissed off if I was Iowa State because they shouldn't be in that. Look at all the difference in where you want to be in that region with UConn and freaking Illinois and Auburn. It's just I thought they were in contention to be the fourth one seed, and they're the last two seed.
But, you know, they might not play any of those teams.
Yeah.
And if and it comes down to it, they'll only have to play either Auburn or UConn if they get that far. So
it's about respect, though.
I think it sucks they have to play Illinois. I think Illinois is a damn good team. I mean, that's where they got screwed.
I mean, they all won. I mean, they're all conference champs. They all won the conference tournament.
I got Illinois getting bounced in the first round.
Oh, do you really?
That's terrible.
By who?
Morehead State.
No, I mean, everybody wants Morehead State.
I mean,
but
Morehead.
I hate to say it, Illinois is good.
Yeah, they are.
Terrence Shannon's good. I don't want them to be good, but they is. I wish they'd lose.
Got to have some upsets. There's always some crazy upsets.
You don't have to have nothing.
Yeah, it seems like you have all the upsets.
No, I don't. I got UConn
it seems like
Houston
your bracket is ridiculous
game.
Based on what you've said so far.
I've got my final four.
That doesn't matter, but your final four is.
Arizona, UConn, Houston, and Tennessee.
Friends you make along the way. What are you doing?
Well, there's got to be some craziness somewhere.
There doesn't have to be nothing.
Yes.
No.
You don't think there's going to be some wackiness in this tournament?
Maybe not. I don't know.
I do.
Maybe one or two. I don't know how.
I'm probably
wacky
wrong
it has to
on
be.
The wackiness because the wacky stuff is always stuff that you never expect. But I got a little bit of wackiness in mind, just a little bit.
I don't know.
My bracket never wins anything, so it's not.
Well,
like
maybe this is why because
you want Morehead.
You're trying to force something.
Well, I mean, what's the fun of just going chalk everywhere? That's not fun.
You don't have to go chalk.
Winning's fun,
right?
What would you know about it?
Wow.
I fill out 8 brackets every year. I win one of them.
I have won before. I've won Lebo's before.
He came in here yesterday and said, well, since you're not that excited about the NCAA tournament, does that mean you're not going to force me to do a bracket contest? I said, no, you're still doing a bracket contest. And I think that you should do a women's bracket contest because of the interest in the women's tournament. And then he walked away. I'd do that in a minute.
Heck yeah.
In a heartbeat.
Did you make him do one last year?
Yeah.
I haven't been here the last 2 years. So.
No, he gets all mad at me, but yeah, if he doesn't do it, nobody else will.
I haven't filled out a bracket in a couple of years.
Well, here you go. Yeah. You tell him too.
I'm ready.
We'll be right back after this on WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. Stephen St. John, Nate Bucati, Jake Gutierrez, Jamie Bloom is here as well. Mark Boerichter will take all questions about Hollywood Brown in the 8 o'clock hour. Damon Bethea, 9:05. Andy Rogers, 9:30. You fill out your bracket, Bloomer?
Not yet. That's all my things to do today.
Do it.
Yes.
You do it at 810WHP.com?
I'll do it. Can you do a couple different ones on there? I'll throw in them there.
All right.
Get the picks in. No shocks in this year.
Man.
They had a couple pretty good runs over the last while. When did they go to the Final Four? Was that 2012? It's been 12 years.
Where is Greg Marshall?
Screaming at somebody somewhere?
But where, I mean, is he just...
He's counting his money on an island somewhere is what he should be doing.
He's pissed wherever he is. Wikipedia says his most recent position was head coach of Wichita State, so...
That was a fun run, huh?
I mean, everybody else gets a second chance.
Maybe he doesn't want one. Maybe that was it. Maybe he saw the writing on the wall. I don't know what they pay him to go away. 7.5?
Yeah, $7.7 million.
$7.7 million, that was close.
Yeah. Tired of criticism from guys like Nate.
Maybe it's hard to recruit when it gets public that you punch players in the back of the head. You know, like sucker punch your own players. I don't know.
I don't know. It seems like others have gotten.
You're a little tardy to the deal. I'm not going to answer that question again.
I don't know if he's
got away with it.
First guy ever accused of that.
Yeah.
That never.
I don't know any current coaches that are accused of sucker punching their own players, but. You know.
Have you officially requested or tried to reach out to KU to play this game?
I think you missed the first question.
Yeah,
You're a little tardy to the deal. I'm not going to answer that question again.
It's a new wave, Bluma. You know, used to be able to put your hands on players and things like that, punch them if you want to.
Yeah.
It's a whole different landscape in all coaching.
What do the
games,
eh mean?
Just basketball.
What's your eh? Please elaborate.
I mean, I probably needed to be punched sometimes.
Oh, yes. When I was boxing, yes, I needed to be punched. Not just when I was in the ring. I needed a strong disciplinarian.
Stern talking to.
Yeah. I think there's a happy medium between disciplinarian.
Yeah.
And not giving kids any type of discipline or direction, which I think is far too prevalent in today's society.
Yeah, I'm definitely not advocating.
I'm off my soapbox. I'm not talking about
any type of abuse, but, you know.
No, I agree with you guys on that. I just do think that probably in boxing, punching someone in the back of the head as they're walking away is frowned upon in general.
I had some hard-ass basketball coaches that, you know.
If you quit because you got punched in the back of the head, you'd probably last about 45 minutes of boxing. There's a lot of dirty stuff that goes on there. If that's going to bother you.
I mean, if anywhere you punch somebody in the back of the head and not get in trouble for it, it's while you're practicing boxing, I would guess.
Right. I thought that was considered, I don't know the boxing world like you. I thought that
training.
Was, yeah.
Disciplinary standpoint.
Yeah.
I bet he'll get it.
No, I mean, like, you're hitting the bags and you're not expecting to be hit, but your hands are down, and then someone comes and hits you on the side of the head because your hands were down.
Yeah.
Told you to keep your hands up.
Like, yeah.
Oh, well, I wasn't expecting that. So.
Learn the hard way.
Eyes in the back of my head.
It's different.
Protect yourself at all times.
I would not compare training for boxing to anything else, so it's a little different. Punches are expected.
I thought it was illegal to punch guys in the back of the head in boxing. That's the only reason I said that, but I don't know.
Well, it happens all the time, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's some legendary stories. I won't name schools or where, but I know that one baseball program, they did no rules boxing for their position, like at shortstop. Got two shortstops battling for a position, put you right in the ring. Last man standing, you start shortstop.
Why do you think I started for 3 years?
How come we got a shortstop that can't feel the ground ball, but he can box?
I mean, that's – and this same person, when I watched it. I coached against him. They would take pregame infield, and he would just be hitting absolute missiles during pregame infield. And if the guys didn't dive to get round lineup, next guy up.
Hey.
Like, set it down. I mean, you could do that back when. I mean, those kind of crazy things. And this guy's a Hall of Fame legendary college basketball coach, and it was a whole different landscape back then.
But could he reinvent himself and get a second chance?
I don't know why he couldn't. I mean, some team should take a shot on him. No pun intended.
I think he's past the point of too. I mean, he's too old now. I mean, I still know who he is.
It's only 61.
No, he's not too old.
Different guy.
Oh, your guy,
our guy, my guy, this guy.
Yeah,
Marshall.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he hasn't surfaced at a small school.
It has to be him not wanting to, because there are schools willing to take chances on.
Right, I agree.
Anyone, it seems like, that's had a track record of success.
Rick Pitino.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, right?
Right. I mean, people have taken a chance on people that have done worse.
It's just, to me, aren't you, but I know, Nate, you despise him, but aren't you surprised he hasn't resurfaced someplace?
A little bit. I mean, I wonder how much he wants to. Maybe he...
That's what it is. You know, I mean, it's got to be him. Like, you know what?
I'm going to take a step back. 7.7 mil.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe he's sorting some things out, you know, going to some anger management program, something like that. I don't know.
Oh, there's something to be said for, okay, I'm 61, I'm good.
True.
Certainly doesn't need the money. You wouldn't.
She was a handful too. His wife was. She was vocal, maybe, in the stands.
Like attracts like. Bluma,
correct. I witnessed it a couple games.
We got Bluma in studio. I bet you did. Back after this on WHP.